What are the three factors that are required for success in bhajan? First thing is mantra. We're talking about bhajan. So first of all, what is our bhajan? What is our bhajan? Thank you. Our bhajan is Naam Bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You've heard this mantra? This is called mantra. Maha Mantra, Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, these are mantras. Gopal Mantra, Maha Mantra. So one factor is mantra. And then another one? Sankalp. A fixed sankalpa. Because in absence of sankalp, or resolution, or determination, or vow, then one is subjected to what is called sadhya brahm. He's an illusion about the sadhya. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know his goal. He doesn't know his destination. So he can't make a sankalp.
Sadhya brahm.
Yeah, this is in, I think it's Madhurya Kadambini. Sadhana Sadhya Brahma. It's also an art of chanting. It's one of the four anarthas. To be an illusion about the process of sadhana and the goal. So therefore, you can't make a fixed sankalpa. Fixed sankalpa means you fix your resolution, your determination. I want this. I want to attain this. I desire to attain this. What is our goal? This is prayojan. Necessity, the goal, the completion. Why am I doing Naam Bhajan? My bhajan is Naam Bhajan, and I have mantra. I'm using mantra, I'm doing bhajan, Naam Bhajan. And one factor of Naam Bhajan, or my bhajan, is mantra. Maha Mantra, Gopa Mantra, Guru Mantra, Gora Mantra, Radha Mantra, etc. Then why am I doing this bhajan? To attain perfection. What perfection? What perfection? Where perfection? So that's in a particular sthayi bhava, in a particular sthiti, particular location, sthan, Braja Gokul. And then, so that's the sankalpa. I want to attain this. I want to attain the prem seva of Radharani in the groves of Vrindavan. Nikunja yuno rati kedi siddhai. Nikunja yuno, Nikunja seva. My guru is there. My guru is a pransaki of Radharani. My param guru is a pransaki of Radharani. My parat para guru is a pransaki of Radharani. So, where can I go? I want to be with my guru. Nikunja yuno rati keli siddhai. So he's attained siddhi, perfection. He's perfect in serving Nikunja Lila. So this is our sankalp. I'm fixed. This is where I want to be. And whatever I need to get there, Krishna will arrange. And then, so this is my bhajan. I have mantra. For one factor is mantra. Second factor is fixed sankalpa. Then how will I fulfill my sankalpa? How will I realize my sankalpa? How will my resolution be fulfilled? How will my determined vow be satisfied and be fulfilled? That's the third factor. All I'm saying is that my sankalp, my resolution, my desire is I want to serve the lotus feet of Radharani and the kunjas of Radhakund eternally. Mercy. And mercy will bring everything. The Siddhadeya, Ekadash Bhav, what seva kunj, what personal seva kunj? Kripa. But mercy of God and Guru. G and G. Like sometimes they say the six G's. G men. Government men. Six G's. Guru. Goswami. Gauranga. Giriraj. Gandharvika, Govinda, or Giridhari. If Giriraj is a devotee, then Giridhari is Krishna. 6G. Guru Goswamis. Diksha and Shiksha Gurus. Guru Goswami. Gauranga. Radha Krishna Yuga as Gauranga. Then Giriraj, the Haridas Varya, the greatest devotee of Radha and Krishna. And then Gandharvika, Radha, Shamaju, Shamaju, Pyariju. Then Giridhari. Or Govinda. Govinda Giridhari. Giridhari Govinda. And that's seven, that's six. Sixth one is your choice, Giridhari or Govinda. Usually they say that the name of the deities of Raghunath Das Goswami, he considered his Govardhan shield to be Gandharvika Giridhari. The Gunjamala was Gandharvika, and the Shalagra or Govardhan shield was Giridhari. And when Bhakti Santa Saraswati installed the deities in the Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, he gave the name where his house is, and his samadhi is there, down from the yoga pit. I think it's called Sri Chaitanya Math, or whatever. And he called those deities there, big, beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. They're Gandharvika Giridhari. Because that area there is Radhakund. It's called Brajapatan. He calls it Brajapatan, but it's in front of his samadhi, Bhakti Santa Saraswati's samadhi is Shamakund. And in front of Gaurakishore Das Babaji's Pushpa Samadhi or Full Samadhi, some people say Pushpa Samadhi, whatever, that is considered to be Radha Kund. There's a Kund there. Mm-hmm. And then next to that, before you go, there's a Govardhan Hill is there also. There's a big, big pile. You can do Dandavat Prikama there. I've done many times Dandavat Prikama Govardhan. I don't say that, but I could say it. Have you ever done Dandavat Prikama? Yes, many times. I used to go on Ekadasi and do Dandavat Prikama Govardhan in Mayapur. Here it takes like 65 hours or something over like 2-3 weeks to do Govardhan Dandavat, but there you can do it 6 minutes. You ever saw Govardhan Hill in Mayapur at Bhakti Sanatana's house is there, his samadhi is there. So therefore, that's why you give the name of the deities, the Gandharvika Giridhari, because there Shamakund and Radhakund is there, and that's where Raghunath Das Goswami worships his Gandharvika Giridhari. So these are three factors for success in bhajan: mantra, fixed sankalpa, desire for perfection held in the mind while chanting the mantra. So you chant the mantra, and while you're chanting the mantra, you keep holding in your mind your desire for perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I have to buy some groceries. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I need new clothes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is not desires for perfection. The mercy of God and Guru.